and I ran just as fast as they did. And Nip, do you know how to play what they played with Nip?
What was that?
They had two sticks, a small one and a large one. And they had a hole. They made a hole, and they took that Nip, that stick,
uh-huh,
put it on across the hole, and they hit it with the large.
And that you remember playing?
That I remember.
Any other games?
Oh, hide and go seek and things like that.
Mm-hmm. What about fairy tales? Did your mother, did you have any books at home or anything like that? Would you read a lot of those old fairy tales?
Oh yeah, we had that.
Mm-hmm. So there was some, they would be encouraged to do a lot of reading in the family.
Mm-hmm. Now my mother, she was sitting with us a lot and telling us things, you know,
mm-hmm,
about Russia, but not my dad. He never talked about Russia.
So your mom would sit around with you and talk about Russia?
Yeah.
And the children learned about,
mm-hmm,
that. So they did learn about some things back,
mm-hmm,
in Russia. Did she tell you about what games they played there? Or?
They danced a lot. They danced out in the yard.
Mm.
They danced out in the yard.
Uh-huh.
As she told us.
Mm-hmm. And she talked about life over there,
yeah,
quite a bit. What about your parents and grandparents' superstitions? Did they ever bring this into life, like the boogeyman or the hooting owls or anything like that? Do you ever
have boogeyman.
Mm-hmm. If the kids were nuts, they said the boogeyman's going to come.
Yeah.
You remember some of those when you were a kid?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about if someone was sick? And were there any healing techniques your mother used at home?
Oh, yeah. Like a mustard plaster.
What was mustard plaster used for?
For colds.
Oh.
Or chest colds. That was really good.
Now how did they
work? But you had to be very careful. You stirred it up with flour and mustard, dry mustard,
mm-hmm,
and you put it on. And it really helped a lot.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Any other kinds of healing techniques?
I suppose there were some, but I can't remember all of them.
Do you ever remember somebody there around rugby? They would have like a healing woman or someone where they would go when someone was sick?
Sometimes, yeah. And a midwife, we had a midwife all the time. And she came. And you know what they said? The stork brought a baby.
Uh-huh.
And they never told us little children how the babies were born.
Uh-huh. Do you remember who that midwife was?
Oh, dear. Walburka. Walburka Shan.
Walburka?
Mm-hmm.
How would you spell that?
W-I-L-B-A-R-A.
And her last name was Shan, too?
Well, she was married to a Shan.
Oh, I see. What about this folk medicine, or Brauche? That, do you ever remember,
mm-hmm,
that up there?
Mm-hmm.
They would go to an older woman, and she would pray for healing and so forth. You never experienced,
mm-hmm,
that?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So we talked about midwives. Well, would they come to the home then?
Yes.
And that's how they delivered many babies?
Yes, all our babies were born that way.
Your family?
Only ones that were born in the hospital are three, I think. The rest were all born at home.
And so the mother would be in the bed for some time?
9 days.
9 days. Mm-hmm. Did you ever remember speaking or hearing your parents speak like certain kinds of German sayings? Like, for instance, would they ever speak in like a Plattdeutsch or in Schwäbisch where they would say something special?
Mm-mm.
You don't remember anything like that? What about the newspaper? Did they ever get a German newspaper in your house?
I don't think so.
Never had a German, mm-hmm, newspaper?
Mm-hmm.
Because there was like the North Dakota Herald that was from Dickinson and the Dakota Free Press that you don't ever remember seeing.
I don't
remember
that.
Now let's go to when you started remembering there was electricity, because you must remember when there was no electricity.
Yes, I sure do. I sure do. We had to clean those chimneys and that on the kerosene lamps.
Mm-hmm.
Did you turn it off?
No, I have it on. I have it on.
On the kerosene lamps. And they had to be just clean. My dad watched us when we washed them. They had to be washed with soap and water. And when there was a streak, he told us that you better get that streak out. Not clean.
So when they had those name state parties, for example, or other kinds of events in the evening, how would they play cards then with those kerosene lamps?
Well, they put it right down. And we had a lamp. It was called gas lamp that you could hang up
mm-hmm.
with those mantles on.
Yes.
Do you remember those?
Well, I remember seeing those, yes.
Yes, that's what we had. And that threw a lot of light.
But do you remember as a child already having a radio?
I didn't. No, not a radio.
Like you, later on that came on.
Yeah.
Or you, so you remember when the first radio came into
being? Yes. We had an old phonograph. And I remember when I fell down the porch, you know, we had those outside porches with those beams on.
Mm-hmm.
And my grandmother told me to, I was supposed to stay home. They all went out and picked the bugs from the potatoes
mm-hmm.
with the kerosene in the cans.
Uh-huh.
And I stayed home to make the bread dough. And I didn't want my grandmother to know that I was up there playing the phonograph. I just loved music. Any music that I could get a hold of. And I crawled down that porch and I fell down and I broke my collarbone.
Mm. So you got caught.
But I crawled down that many times and never got hurt. Mm. But something broke off and...
So you remember those days when that electricity came into
yes,
the picture?
Yes, I do. Yes.
And you like to remember the first time when you listened to a radio?
Yes. And my mother was always after us to put the light out as soon as we had a light on. You know, it wasn't necessary.
You want to have the radio on, for example.
Yeah.
What were some of those old radio programs? You remember those early on?
Lawrence Welk was one on sometimes.
You'd hear him already then.
Yeah.
He'd come from WNEX in Yankton. So you remember way back then?
Then, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's wonderful. And then you must remember when TV came into the picture.
Oh, yeah.
Then you were already out mm-hmm. working and so
forth. I was out, yeah.
Do you remember that? Starting those early days of TV?
I was gone when they did that.
But I mean, even when you were in the sisterhood, you remember when they had TV. Were you able to watch TV?
Oh, yeah.
They permitted you watching
mm-hmm.
TV.
At recreation, when everybody watched.
Were they able to watch on Saturday nights the Lawrence Welk show?
Oh, yeah.
Was that pretty important to watch
mm-hmm,
that show?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So you watched Mr. Welk perform. Now, if you go back and you think back to your family, who do you remember best, your mother, your grandparents, or a brother or sister? Who do you always think of most that you were not necessarily the fondest of, but the best memories?
That's
or who
my
you
mother.
Your mother was very important in your
but
life.
But I was very close to her.
Mm-hmm.
Because I worked right beside her all the time.
And you learned so much from her.
Yes.
And as you stated earlier, she encouraged you to go on to the religious life.
Mm-hmm. She didn't push us, but she just...
Is anyone in your family, sister, preserving your family heritage? Has a family history been written? Or is there anyone in your family that's saying, well, we should learn from you and we want to keep, we should write
this
down?
They're trying to make one, but I don't know what they're doing now. I don't know.
So
one of my sister-in-laws was working on it.
On a family history?
Yeah.
To publish it.
Uh-huh.
So they've been getting in touch with you also?
Yes.
Well, that's wonderful. To include pictures, I suppose, and
mm-hmm.
so forth. Now let's go on to some questions specifically I would ask a woman, and I want to ask you about this question. Was there anyone in the family who had a talent such as sewing, textiles, weaving, or bobbin lace?
Nobody.
Not in your family, huh?
Not in my family.
You think that was partly because of the...
Too much work.
Too much work and large family
size.
That's
right.
And did your mother and your sisters learn from your mother how to make clothes?
Yes.
You made almost all of your own clothes at home?
Yes. They were all made. Everything.
And where did they get all the material?
They could get it.
Did they order it or buy it in the store?
Well, I tell you what, we had some Jews coming around, you know.
Oh.
And they sold a lot of material, and we bought quite a bit from them.
Well, would they come right to the farm?
Mm-hmm.
And they'd sell it right there? Did they have a truck or something, or what?
Well, they had something. I don't know what they came with. Mm-hmm.
And then when the clothes got older, and you had older brothers and sisters, then did they reuse the clothes and make them for other
clothes?
They
were always handed down till they were torn.
Mm.
I was the oldest one, and my other sister that's here as a sister,
mm-hmm.
she had to take mine. And now she will not take a handed down clothes anymore. I think it just got her.
She has those memories.
Yeah.
Probably from when Alzheimer's just develops, you know, some of those things you remember. Did you ever have in your house any of those quilting parties?
Yeah.
Did they make quilts? Mm-hmm.
That they made.
In your house?
Their own quilts.
And then was that important to pass those down? Did they want to make one so each one had a quilt?
Mm-hmm.
Could you take one along to the convent?
I had one. My mother made quilts with the wool that we send away and got it cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
And then they send it back again. And then that's where she made the quilts from.
What, did you have your own sheep? Did they have their own sheep on the farm?
Yes. We had a lot of sheep.
You had a lot of sheep?
Mm-hmm. Beautiful sheep.
Mm-hmm.
We made a lot of good money with the wool.
So you'd have your own, you may have your own wool and make your own yarn and everything.
Mm-hmm.
What about your mother? Did she ever get some of those recipes? If she'd want a new recipe, did she ever find them in any kind of magazine?
She never had a recipe.
She never used a recipe?
No, nope. She never had a recipe.
Nothing written down?
No, nothing. And she made the best oatmeal cookies that you ever ate. Never had a recipe. She had everything up here.
Well, do you still make those oatmeal cookies?
I couldn't make them as good as she did. I made them for Dad. We tried them to make them. And she told us how to make them, but they were never as good as Mother's.
Uh-huh.
So we just didn't like to make them anymore.
What were some of the most important foods your mother, that you remember that your mother made?
Schnitzelnudler.
Mm-hmm.
Und Dampfnudler. Sauerkraut and Knipfler.
Mm-hmm.
And Käsknipfler. And did you ever eat Grumbierwurst?
I heard of them, yes. I ate some, yes.
Did you eat some already?
Uh-huh.
We made those.
You made those.
Uh-huh.
Now, as a reminder, I remember it was about cattle. Your father was a cattle buyer.
Yeah.
Well, would he have to go away and not come home some nights?
Yes.
Sometimes for a long time?
Not really. A couple days. 2 or 3 days.
He'd never go far.
He shipped his cattle down to St. Paul.
Well, did he run a farm too?
Then he had to go, yes. And then he had to go along. You know, he did that after my brothers were old enough to take care of the farm outside.
Some of your brothers then, in your family, they stayed and took over the farm?
No, not one.
None of them stayed on? None of them became farmers?
No.
None became farmers, huh? So the farm where your parents lived, is that still in the family?
Mm-mm.
It was sold then later on.
Mm-hmm.
And you went on. And now living today, there's three in your family. Still living in your family.
Three boys.
Three boys are still living?
And five girls.
Oh, and what are their names?
The girls?
Yes.
Celestine, Teresa, Agnes, Sister Mary Ann, the one that's here, and me.
Now give me, and your brothers?
Jack, that are living?
Yes.
Jack, and Pete. Jack and Pete, and Bill is gone. Dan. Jack, Bill, and Dan.
Now, how many are still living up in Pierce County, Rugby area?
Well, my oldest brother lives in Willow City. He used to be a carpenter.
Mm-hmm.
Very good carpenter.
And his name?
Jack.
Jack Sean.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And he lives in Willow City yet.
Now, you brought some pictures with us today.
Yes, I did.
Now, we're going to look at some pictures. What a beautiful picture. And this was your mother?
This, she was engaged to my father on that picture.
Where do you think this was taken? In Rugby?
I think so.
It's a beautiful
or Devil's Lake, maybe.
Devil's Lake, yes.
Not written on there.
Uh-huh. It's a beautiful picture.
She
what a gorgeous
she is
picture.
Beautiful on there.
She was a very lovely. You look a lot like your mother.
Yes, I do, very much.
Yes,
so.
Your mother was a beautiful woman, wasn't
yeah,
she?
Yeah, she was.
But on this picture, she looked.
That does.
She was very thin, wasn't she?
Very thin.
And it looks to me like your mother, especially for special occasions, she dressed very well.
All the time.
She was a very proper
Everything
woman.
Everything had to be just. Her hair had to be just perfect all the time.
Even in the house.
Yeah, and ours, too. Our hair. She was always, we always had
When you went to church or any events, you had
yeah.
to be spick and span. Huh?
And her hair, there couldn't be any hair out of the shawl, you know. She
oh,
was
really?
So
strict
and really proper all
now,
the time.
When you went to church, did they still have that fashion, men on one side and the women on the other
yes.
side?
Yes. And the girls on one side and the boys on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
In Boulder Church, they have that. And this is Grandpa. That was the last picture that was taken before he died.
And when he died in
Russia. Bremen. That was taken in Russia.
This is taken in Russia.
Yeah, he died in Bremen.
Yes. And
they buried him there.
Yes. Did your folks talk a lot about Grandpa?
Yes, my mother did.
It was your mother's father.
Yeah, was my mother's father.
That must have been hard too. Leave him behind like that.
Very hard. And Grandma had to live with the children for 25 years.
25 years. So you remember Grandma very well.
Oh, my, yes.
Was she pretty healthy, or was she? Did she get
She was pretty healthy, yeah.
No.
She didn't have any teeth, but she didn't want any. My dad wanted, was going to pay for it, you know.
But it looked to me in this picture, how old was your Grandma in this picture about, do you think?
Oh, she was, I would say about in the 70s, high 70s.
But if you look at this picture, now, it looks like she had a hard life, too.
She did. She had a hard life.
Hard life.
Now, don't you think that's hard to live with the children all the time?
Yes.
When you're that old and all that noise and everything.
Mm.
And she spoiled my brothers. She spoiled my brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they liked her so much. And she did everything for them. Polished their shoes and everything.
Oh, my. She yes. really spoiled them.
Yeah, she spoiled them.
And what was her name?
Her name was Magdalene.
Magdalene Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And this dress my mother bought, my dad bought her, and she was so proud of that dress.
Uh-huh. And then she's buried up in Rugby, too, huh?
She's buried in Balta.
Oh, in Balta mm-hmm. Cemetery. Does she have an iron cross, too, in her grave?
Yes. Well, mm-hmm. Grandma has an iron cross. And another one that has an iron cross is my brother, Joseph, the
yes.
first one that drowned. He
right.
drowned.
Mm-hmm. Now these are your brothers.
This is the oldest one.
And his name?
Jack.
Uh-huh.
And this is the second oldest. That's the one that drowned. And this is Bill. And he died about a year ago.
Mm-hmm. Now, according to these pictures, they made sure they had beautiful suits.
Yes, they had beautiful suits, yes.
They dressed very well.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And this was the fourth oldest.
Mm-hmm.
No, that was the fifth old. No, the fourth.
Mm-hmm.
And this is Frank.
Mm-hmm.
He was in the Navy. And this is Danny.
Mm-hmm.
He lives in Arizona.
Oh, he lives in Arizona.
And that's Danny.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, that's Paul.
Very
no,
nice.
No, this is Paul.
How many of your brothers served in the military?
Two, three.
Three? Did
Frank and Paul. Maybe there were only two.
They served in World War II?
Mm-hmm.
Did they have to serve overseas too?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No, Pete was too. There were three.
Three of them.
Pete was in Turkey when the World War was.
Is this a picture of the farm?
Yes.
Oh, it was a
no,
beautiful.
But I have a picture of the farm.
Yes.
I don't have it in here, I don't think.
Uh-huh.
I have it in another album.
In the sister, you know, in the convent, you always develop a close friendship with some other sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Who
yeah.
are some of your closest sisters that you remember through all the years, that you were closest to?
Oh, I was close to the to a couple of them. I was close to Sister Martha, and she died.
What was her last name?
And Sister Yubelada.
Sister Martha?
Punk was her last name.
And where was she, a German-Russian too?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure about that.
And the other sister?
Who did I say? Martha and Yubelada? She was from Germany.
She was a German
sister? She
just died
not so long ago.
And so your closest sisters are gone now?
A lot of them, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So now you work with the sisters that are here.
Yeah.
These are all current pictures of the family.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like they always send you some pictures, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
Now, how many grandchildren do you have? How many, your aunt, how many times? Excuse me, not grandchildren, but how many nieces and nephews do you have?
Oh, about 40.
40?
Yeah.
Do they keep in pretty good touch with you?
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is a very interesting picture here for me. This one here is a very interesting.
This was my first, the first kitchen I cooked in.
Where was this at?
That was in Drayton.
Drayton, North Dakota.
North Dakota.
But
it was our first hospital.
But now that your outfit was much different.
Yeah, yes.
Was much different
then. Still wore this. Look how tall I am there.
Yes.
But I shrunk.
But you look very distinguished here.
Do I?
Yes, this is a very nice picture
now
of
this
you.
This is the one.
I'd like to get a copy of that picture.
You can have that. You can take that along.
Well, we'll do that later. But that's for the to take a picture of that when you were a sister. And here are some pictures from the family. Lots of pictures.
That's a picture when I was.
Now, this is an interesting picture. What picture is this now?
I think that's Father. That's our Jubilee.
Oh, my.
Or was it Father Hendrickson's Jubilee? That could be was our chaplain's. Chaplain's Jubilee.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Did your mother, when they came over from the old country, in your family, maybe some family member still has. Did she bring any old pictures along? Did they have any pictures from Russia? Did she ever show you some?
I don't think so.
Or do you have a picture when your parents got married?
They had a wedding.
They were big ones. But I would like to see where, if someone in the family, we'll have to talk about that, who might have a family picture, because we're looking for those old pictures, wedding photos for this exhibit. You know, those old wedding pictures they used to take, because you remember some of those old wedding pictures.
But I don't think we have small pictures. We just had
just
two big ones.
Just the large big ones.
Mm-hmm. Just two big ones.
Now,
I don't even know where they went.
Now, what books did you bring along? I see you brought some books along.
No, those are the cookbooks.
Oh, well, this one is interesting.
I thought you could order them.
Yes, here. This one here, I have this cookbook. Food and Folklore. That's
you have that one?
Yes, from the Germans from Russia Heritage Site. Are there some good, pretty good recipes in there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I thought you could. I didn't write recipes because if they order this book, then they can have all their recipes that I.
But now this one here, this is a good one.
Yeah.
This one we don't have.
Now that's in North Dakota.
No, that's from Rugby.
Rugby.
From the
yeah.
chapter up there.
Yeah, I think you can order that.
Are you sure?
Yeah, you ask Sister Bernadine.
Because this one I'm interested in. I see you got this from Margaret and Adam.
That's her sister.
Oh,
Margaret.
That's Sister Bernadine's book.
Yeah, that's Sister Bernadine's book.
Uh-huh. Very nice.
I gave mine away. I'm sorry, I gave it away.
Mm-hmm.
When I had. And I made all those things that are in there.
Now, when you're here at the convent, I see you're pretty active yet. Are you doing certain assignments?
Well, sometimes I help in a bakery.
Mm-hmm.
And other times I don't help. Whenever they need help, they ask me. When
now,
somebody
you,
needs help.
Did you have to help for Easter?
Yes. It was a whole week in there.
What did you have to do?
We made those cookies. And I made Grandsbrot, Christmas bread.
Oh, my.
And I made some rolls for Holy Saturday evening, clover leaf.
Uh-huh. Did you make some special cookies, too?
No, just these.
So usually you have to do a lot of cooking, I suppose, at Christmas time and Easter.
Yeah, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I made white bread. The good white bread.
Do the sisters here usually have their own homemade bread?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
They do. So for lunch today, we'll have some of that wonderful bread.
Some white bread.
Now, the sisters here, a number of the members of the convent, they're gone. They're out working.
Not too many anymore.
Oh.
Not too many anymore. We have rugby.
Mm-hmm.
That's about all. They're all in the some are in the hospitals, and some are, so many sisters died, they're all old, they're getting old.
Mm-hmm. And how is your health?
Arthritis.
Arthritis.
Bad arthritis. I had about 4 surgeries already, or 5 since I'm here.
Now, do you have time to do a lot of reading?
I do reading, and I make no else to sell.
You make what to sell?
No else.
Oh. And they're sold in the gift shop?
Yes.
Now.
And I have orders. I had 5. I had order for to make 5, and I have 4 done. Now I'm starting in the 5th one.
We'll have to take a look at those. Now, here at the convent, they usually have a wonderful crafts sale.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when is that held each year?
It's going to be in October.
We'll have to come down for that.
What, are you going to come?
Well, as long as it's usually on a Sunday?
Saturday, I think.
Oh, well, we'll see about that. What we need to do also is we need to make contact to Sister Mary Louise Schaefer to get in touch with the sisters that aren't here for interviewing, because there are some sisters still out that are still working, some of our German-Russian sisters.
Let me see. Yeah, Sister Agnes is one of them.
Sister Agnes, what's her last name?
She is in rugby. But she'll be home pretty soon in August to come home.
Uh-huh. And then how long are they here?
Not too long. 3 weeks, maybe.
3 weeks. Well, maybe we can come down in August. Now, it's getting close to lunchtime, so we can have lunch with the sisters. What other memories or anything would you like to say? What I want to ask you is, do you think it's important that we preserve this German-Russian heritage?
I think it is very, very important. Are they going to have that in Oaks in August?
Yes.
I'd like to get to it. I hope I'm home.
Yes, and Anne Broughton, our curator of the Emily Reynolds costume collection,
yeah.
She came with me today. And so I want you to talk to her, because she is going to be the presenter with Mr. Gage in Oaks, and that will be on August 4th. So hopefully that'll coordinate with the sisters being here.
Who is he?
Mr. Gage was here with me last fall.
Oh, yeah.
And he will be there, and Anne Broughton will be there, and it'll be in August on a Sunday in Oaks.
On a Sunday? That's
yes.
A good day.
Right. And be sure we share with you, we brought some reading material today for the sisters. And if I didn't bring the article along, but there's a wonderful article in the spring edition of North Dakota Horizons about the Kemp exhibit. But see, we're so interested in the future, because in 1998, we want to prepare this traveling exhibit on German-Russian weddings.
Oh,
that's why we're looking for those old pictures.
That would be interesting.
So you need to make contact with your pictures, and we're very interested also in making contact with the rest of your family members, so I hope you'll share their addresses with me later. You can send those to me, brothers and sisters and so
forth.
Right. But when you look back to your life back on the farm in Rugby, and you were there until you were 18, you left? You were 16 when you left.
16.
Do you still have some fond memories back there? Sometimes when you're all alone, do you think about back when you were back on the farm?
Yeah.
What are your fondest memories when you look back?
Well, I always liked to cook and bake. And that's where I was all the time, most of the time, in the kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And ironed. And we had those irons that we had to carry back and forth to the coal stove.
Mm-hmm.
We warmed the iron on the coal stove and then carried it back to the table and ironed.
Mm-hmm. And you went back and forth, and all of these learning how to cook, this is all through watching your mother.
That's right.
There's nothing written down.
No, she had no recipe.
But we
had recipes for us, you know.
But later on you wrote some of them down.
Yeah, but she didn't have any recipes. She always made it by experience, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Would you consider maybe yourself as one of the best cooks in the family?
I think so.
You cooked a lot of meals in your
life. They're all good. But now, Teresa is an RN. I have two RNs in the family.
I see.
Two sisters. But they're all good cooks.
So many of your family members, your brothers and sisters, went on to further their education.
Mm-hmm.
And they went on to be nurses and other fields of profession. So did your folks encourage education?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they did. They did, yeah.
They said that's important that everybody goes on to be educated for a better life.
Yeah, that's right.
Anything else you'd like to say before we close today?
Oh, I don't.
We talked about so many different subjects.
That's right.
And then when we're done, we'll probably think of something else.
That's right. You always do.
Right. But I think we had a wonderful time this morning, and I'm going to close our conversation this morning and thank Sister Magdalene Shawn.
S-C-H-A-A-N.
S-C-H-A-A-N. Sister Magdalene Shawn. Her original name was Elizabeth Shawn, and I'm here at the Convent of St. Francis, and I need to ask Sister, how long have you been a sister of the convent?
I was in a novitiate in 38.
So you celebrate your 50th anniversary?
I did already.
And so you're in your what year now?
I'm going to celebrate my 60th in 1999.
In 3 years you'll celebrate your 60th. So we'll have to remember that big occasion. But we're here again at the Convent of St. Francis in Hankinson, North Dakota. And today is April 10th, and I want to thank Sister Magdalene for this time and this wonderful opportunity sharing her pictures and her wonderful life. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.